Good evening, everyone, from McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Falls City High School here in Falls City, Nebraska. High school basketball coming your way once again tonight here on KTNC. Tonight, the Falls City Tigers are hosting Elmwood and Murdoch. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls' varsity game up first, followed by the boys' contest later this evening. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios, helping to present tonight's ball game. Also tonight, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, we've got John Nixon is on the air. He has, I believe it's going to be Sacred Heart and HTRS, I think that is. It's on tonight. So there's another ball game on going over. No, check that. It's Lewiston they're playing tonight. Sacred Heart hosting the Lewiston Tigers tonight. That game over on Sunny 101.3. We're about 5 minutes away from the opening tip-off here at Falls City High School, so we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game after this two-minute break. You're listening to Tiger Basketball on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Elmwood Murdoch Knights are in town to take on the Falls City Lady Tigers. Elmwood Murdoch coming into tonight's game 4-0 on the season. They have wins over U10, Louisville, and Auburn. And then last Friday, they defeated David City by a final of 52-36. The Falls City girls, 0-3 on the year, losses to Syracuse, then to Johnson Brock. And last Friday, they lost to Freeman. The final of that one was 42-21. So 4-0 versus 0-3 on paper. It looks as though Elmwood Murdoch would have the advantage, but Falls City with the home court here. Let's see how this thing shakes out. Let's look now at the starting lineup. First of all, for the visiting Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights, they're coached by head coach Paul Dwyer. They'll start Tatum Backemeyer, a 5'5", a senior. Laney Fromm, a senior at 5'8". Brooklyn Manns. Manns is a sophomore at 5'6". Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy, a sophomore at 5'8". And Annie Backemeyer, also a sophomore at 5'9". So kind of a young basketball team. Three sophomores in the starting lineup for Coach Paul Dwyer. Tatum Backemeyer led him against Auburn in the game I broadcast last week. She put up 15 points in that ball game. Backemeyer, a big part of the offense for the Lady Knights. For the Falls City Lady Tigers, coached by head coach Annie Armbruster. He'll go with Ava Armbruster. She is 5'5 and a senior. Izzy Armbruster, a junior at 5'6. Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall, a 5'7" senior. Emily Vitosh. Vitosh is a senior at 5'7. And Delaney Godeman rounds out the starting five for Coach Armbruster. She is a 5'7" junior. That's the starting lineup for your Fall City Tigers. This is the first half of a basketball doubleheader we have coming your way tonight. Later, of course, will be the boys' varsity contest. Same schools, Elmwood, Murdoch, and Fall City. We hope you'll stay with us for that one. Again, tonight over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon has the Sacred Heart Irish. They are at home tonight hosting the Lewiston Tigers. That also a girl-boy doubleheader. Should be getting underway just about right now over on Sunny 101.3. Lots of basketball coming up for you yet this week. On Friday night, I'll be traveling out to Adams with the Auburn Bulldogs. That game will be over on Sunny. Here on KTNC this Friday night, Sacred Heart will be on the road at Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, playing in Humboldt. So we'll have more basketball later on this week coming up for you Friday night. We hope you'll mark that in your calendar and tune in for those broadcasts. Getting set for the introduction of starting lineups here and, of course, for our national anthem. So we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back after this two-minute break live from Fall City. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-245. 4486 Halbert & Dunn LLC in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City High School. While we were away during the break, we had the singing of our national anthem, and I have to tell you folks, I saw something tonight I have never seen before for a national anthem, and I had to come back here to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in Fall City to see it. And that is, the folks here at Fall City High have a large 20-foot by 10-foot American flag that is rolled up in the rafters here, and it is mechanically released and unfurls over the basketball court for the singing of the national anthem. And then at the end of the national anthem, the flag rolls right back up into the rafters. I've never seen the American flag displayed in such a manner. What a neat touch. Kudos to the folks here at Fall City High. A tip of the hat, that is a neat touch to the national anthem, this giant American flag being unfurled mechanically from the rafters and then going right back up to the end of the rafters at the end of the national anthem. That was pretty cool. I hadn't seen that before. All right, we've had the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system. We've got a fresh 8 minutes set up on the clock, getting ready to move into girls varsity basketball action. The Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights 4-0. The Fall City Tigers 0-3. Again, it's Ava Armbruster, Izzy Armbruster, Ashley Kirkendall, Emily Vitosh, Delaney Godeman on the floor for Fall City. A big welcome to our listeners in the Elmwood Murdoch area listening online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you with us. And here is the tip. It'll be controlled by the Lady Tigers. Ava Armbruster on the dribble. Puts up a long three from the left wing. The short off the front of the rim. Ball is taken down by Lainey Fromm. Fromm into forecourt to set things up to the left wing. To Gowdy, back to the top of the key. Fromm with the basketball. On the right elbow comes to Brooklyn Manns. Up top to Fromm. Fromm at the free throw circle. Into the corner. Manns with the basketball. Fromm thought about the shot and dribbles to the left wing with it. Back to the top of the key. Brooklyn Manns. Here's a three from the right side. Long three, short off the front of the rim. Put up by Tatum Backemeyer. Rebound to the Lady Tigers. Into forecourt is Ava Armbruster. Ava Armbruster to the left wing. Ashley Kirkendall. She gets double teamed in the corner. Had the ball knocked away from her. Dribbles out of trouble. A cross court pass knocked loose. Grabbed up by Izzy Armbruster. Into the corner, right side. There's a shot from the right side corner. Comes up short by Ava Armbruster. Missed everything. The rebound on a fast break. The other direction. Elwin Burdock with the basketball for the Knights. A long three at the top of the key, up and good. Brooklyn Manns with the first 3 points of the night. The 5'6 sophomore nailed the three from the top of the key. It's 3-0 Elwin Burdock. Full court pressure now by the Lady Knights. Into the corner, down deep right side. A long three on the way. Short off the front of the rim, put up by Izzy Armbruster. Doesn't go. Rebound, fast break for the Knights into forecourt. Right side, that's Laney Fromm. Driving baseline underneath. Tried to feed it inside the paint. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody after it. Grabbing it up loose is Ashley Kirkendall. And the outlet pass goes out to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster picked up at midcourt by Laney Fromm defensively. Dribbles to the left side of the free throw circle. Skip pass across court to Laney Godeman. Godeman holds up with the ball for a minute. Comes back to the near side to Ava Armbruster. Out on her defensively is Laney Fromm. Now around the horn into the corner is the Armbruster. Baseline right side down deep. Underneath, they were trying to lob the ball inside to Vichai. She was too tall. The ball went away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to Elmwood Murdoch. 6:08 to go, first quarter, 3-0 our score. The Knights on top here at Fall City High School. Into forecourt on the right wing. The pass comes to the near side to Brooklyn Manns. Inside the paint, working toward the hoop is Gowdy. Back to Manns for the three. In and out off the rim. Rebound fought for. Follow shot put back up. It won't go. That shot put up by Annie Backemeyer, and the ball is knocked away out of bounds. We've got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Brooke Gowdy. On Gowdy, that'll be her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Knights. Tigers basketball. With the dribble is Ava Armbruster into forecourt. She works to the left side of the free throw lane. A cross court pass. Across it goes to Delaney Godeman. Back again to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster, baseline left side. Vitai holds the ball deep in the corner on the left side of the basket. A cross court pass right side. Godeman bounces into the corner. Izzy Armbruster back up top to Godeman. Ball's going to be tipped away, then grabbed up. It was tipped, so it's not an over and back. Fall City keeps the ball to Vitash in the corner, left side of the basket. Vitash, skip pass across, going to be stolen. With the steal is Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer brings the ball into forecourt to the top of the circle. Gets it to Tatum Backemeyer to the near side. Brooklyn Manns now inside the paint. Gowdy moves to the basket. Shot is up off the glass, doesn't go. But Gowdy couldn't get it down, and the rebound back to Fall City. 5:02 to play here in the first quarter. 3-0 your score. Armbruster, across court pass, Godeman. Godeman on the right side, high lob. That's a dangerous cross-court pass. Now Vitas launches a three from the left corner. Up and off, no good. There for the rebound is Annie Backemeyer. Fast break, down court with the ball quickly. That's Manns in the corner. Manns feeds back to Backemeyer. Manns to the top of the key, around the horn. They work it quickly to the left side. Annie Backemeyer tries to drive the baseline. Traveling's going to be called. A whistle. The ball goes back over to the Tigers. Caitlin Kirkendall checking into the lineup now for Fall City. Kirkendall onto the floor. I think she's going to replace Vitash. Kirkendall, a 5'7 junior, making her first appearance in the game. Full court pressure now by the Knights. Putting pressure on is Laney Fromm. The cross court pass still in backcourt. They're going to have to hurry to get it across the timeline, and they do. They feed it underneath into the corner to right side. The ball is tipped away from Caitlin Kirkendall and stolen. Pass break the other way. Tatum Backemeyer feeds it underneath. Oh, a nice pass, but the shot wouldn't go down for Annie Backemeyer, and the rebound comes down to Fall City. Here's Ava Armbruster, a cross-court pass to Godeman. Godeman, bounce pass to Izzy Armbruster. She's in the corner on the right side of the basket. Back up to the top of the key. Around it comes to the baseline left side. That's Kirkendall, Caitlin Kirkendall. Her pass is stolen. Fast break the other way. Laney Fromm, shot is up, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Ava Armbruster. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Lady Knights. Foul is going to be called on Annie Backemeyer, I believe, when they post it here. We'll wait till they put it up. Yes, it is on Annie. That's her first one. Team foul number two of the quarter on Elwood Murdoch. Still 3-0 our score, 3:52 to play. We've played 4 minutes. Here's a downcourt pass stolen away with the basketball is Brooklyn Manns. Manns, 12-foot jumper, right side up and good. Brooklyn Manns has 5 points now for Elmwood Murdoch. Timeout taken Fall City with 3:43 to play in the first period. 5-0, Elmwood Murdoch on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Elmwood Murdoch on top, 5-0 here at Fall City High School. 3 minutes, 43 seconds to play in the first quarter. Over on sunny 101.3 tonight, the Lewiston Tigers are in town taking on the Sacred Heart Irish. John Nixon has the call for you on that one over at the Rowe Activity Center. Both high schools here in Fall City with home games tonight in town. So John and I are both in Fall City this evening. When play is resumed, it'll be the Lady Tigers basketball. Inbounding it will be Ashley Kirkendall. She'll inbound it against full court pressure from the Lady Knights. Tatum Backemeyer up there on the front line along with Laney Fromm. They'll challenge the inbound pass. They get it in. It comes right back to Kirkendall. Down court on the far side. Now to Ava Armbruster. She works it across the timeline. Armbruster across court. Dangerous pass. Clear over to Titus in the corner right side. Long three. Baseline right side. Up and good by Izzy Armbruster. Armbruster with the first points of the night for Fall City, and it's a 5-3 ball game with 3:21 to play here in the first quarter. On the dribble is Brooklyn Manns. Manns trying to penetrate into the paint. They kick it back to Laney Fromm. Now Manns with the basketball. Manns in the paint. Right side. Gives it down into the corner. That's Gowdy handling the ball. Around the horn to Laney Fromm. Fromm holds it for a moment. Inside the paint. Gowdy back up top to Fromm for a long three that misses everything. Rebound underneath the whistle. We're going to have a foul called on the Tigers. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Izzy Armbruster. On Armbruster, that's her first foul. Team foul number one on the Lady Tigers. 2:56 to play first quarter. 5-3 your score. Low-scoring contest thus far. Neither team really able to find the mark. Here's a long three from the corner. And as I said that, Tatum Backemeyer says, oh, yeah. Here's a three from deep in the corner on the left side. Backemeyer got it down. Down court pass, saved from going out of bounds. But stepping on the sideline was Caitlin Titus. It'll be a turnover to give the ball back to Elmwood Murdoch. 8-3 the score now. Tigers down by five. Off the bench comes Zoe Zerrett. Zerrett checks in. She replaces Tatum Backemeyer. Zerrett, 5'5 sophomore, on the floor now for the Knights. With the dribble, Laney Fromm to the near side. Brooklyn Manns. Manns almost has it knocked away. Comes back to Fromm with the basketball. She and Manns play catch with it at the top of the circle. To the left elbow, the pass goes to Justison, who's in the lineup now. Baseline deep in the corner, skip past top of the key. Gowdy holds the ball right back to the left side. Here's a long three from the left wing that's up and off. No good by Laney Fromm. The ball comes out on the rebound. They give it back to Fromm. Feeds into Gowdy. Spin move off the glass up and good. Brett Gowdy with a nice little spin move in the paint. Did a little pirouette. Laid it off the glass and dropped it in. It's 10-3 now. Biggest lead of the ball game for Elmwood Murdoch. Here's a three for the Tigers. Short off the front of the rim by Kirkendall. Back to Ava Armbruster for a long three. Got it. Ava Armbruster with her first bucket of the night. She hits the three, and it's 10-6. Back within four. Now a long three on the other end is up and good by Brooklyn Manns. Manns with 8 points in the ballgame. She's got a pair of threes already, and that one came from way downtown. Host of substitutions getting ready to come in now for Elmwood Murdoch. Here's a three from the left side. Ava Armbruster in and out of there. And down with the rebound is Holman on the dribble to the right wing. They give the basketball to Brooklyn Manns, top of the key. Gowdy handles it. Now again, Manns to the right side. They're working around the outside perimeter with a minute 15 to play here in the quarter at the free throw line. No shot there. Now a three from the right side that's up and good Good Gowdy. Gowdy has 5 points in the ballgame. It's 16-6. The lead is double digits, up by 10. Tigers break the press. 2-on-1 fast break. They put it back underneath. Shot is up. Bounces around to the rim. Won't go down for Kirkendall. Rebound is fought for, and coming out with the ball is Laney Fromm. Fromm on the dribble across the timeline with 49 seconds to go in the quarter. Knights are up 16-6 with a 10-point lead. They give it to Zirat. Zirat picked up her dribble, needs some help. Zirat gives the ball up to Maddie Justison. At the free throw line, jump shot up and good. Nice looking shot by Laney Fromm, her first 2 points of the night. And it's 18-6, suddenly a 12-point lead with just 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Fall City's basketball. Ashley Kirkendall to the left side, Ava Armbruster. A cross-court pass, Caitlin Kirkendall. Baseline left side, in the paint, turnaround, Izzy Armbruster. Shot up and off, no good. Rebound, Maddie Justison. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, in a hurry, down court. They're going to launch a three, maybe not. They're going to let time run out on them. 4-3, I don't think they're aware of the time. Here we go. Yep, there's a shot at the buzzer. It's up and off the rim, doesn't go. After one quarter, Elmwood Murdoch leads it 18-6 over Fall City. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock as we're set to move into second quarter action. We have a scoring update from over at the Rowe Activity Center. After one quarter in girls basketball, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Lewiston Tigers 16-3. That's the score after one quarter over at the rack. Here it's 18-6. Elmwood Murdoch with the advantage over Fall City. The Knights will have the basketball to inbound it to start this second period. Ava Holman is in the lineup. She'll toss it into Tatum Backemeyer. Tatum Backemeyer to the corner. Baseline left side. Cassidy Callaway handling it. A lot of subs in the ballgame already here. Tatum Backemeyer on the dribble. Right wing in the corner. Ava Holman. Holman dribbles to the baseline on the right side. Can't get to the basket. Bounce pass comes back up. There's a long three. Good. Tatum Backemeyer, her second three-pointer of the night. She's got six now in the ball game, and it's 21-6. The lead is 15 here early in the second period. Fall City at the free throw line. Open look. Not taking the shot was Delaney Godeman. She passed up a look from the free throw line. Into the corner, Ava Armbruster with the ball. Works to the baseline right side. Back between the rings. Top of the circle to Ashley Kirkendall. She handles it for a minute. Carly Dunkus in the ballgame now. Dunkus has a pass stolen away. Fast break, drive in, layup. Oh, couldn't get the uncontested layup. Tatum Backemeyer's going to wish she had that one back. It was an uncontested lay-in. Just got a little bit out of step and couldn't get it to fall. Fall City back the other direction. Kirkendall to Dunkus on the right side. Carly Dunkus handles the ball, picks up her dribble. Comes again to Kirkendall. Law pass underneath, looking for Ava Armbruster. Pass stolen away. Fast break. Comes Tatum Backemeyer again for a layup. This time couldn't get it, but she'll be fouled. And we'll put Tatum Backemeyer at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Fall City's Emily Vitash. On Vitash, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Tigers. Tatum Backemeyer has a pair of threes in the ballgame for 6 points so far. Here she's shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. 7 points now for the 5'5 senior, Tatum Backemeyer. She'll have yet another attempt coming here. 22-6, your score. Elmwood Murdoch in command. Backemeyer ready for her second shot. It's on the way up and good also. Hit them both. And now Tatum with 8 points in the ballgame for the Knights. Down court comes Ashley Kirkendall with the basketball to set the offense. Gives off to Ava Armbruster. Man-to-man defense here by Elmwood Murdoch as Armbruster dribbles to the right wing with the ball. Now across court comes to Kirkendall. Around the horn is he, Armbruster, driving baseline left side. Fall away, jump shot up and short off the rim. Rebound, Tatum Backemeyer. Tatum brings it down in the pink shoes to the right side. Zerit driving layup. Zerit couldn't get it. Crashing in there to get the offensive rebound. A jump ball is called. Good effort there by Annie Backemeyer to come crashing in on the boards to try and tie that thing up. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Fall City. Tigers will have it. Inbound the ball to Emily Vitash. Vitash up to Ava Armbruster. Ava works it across the Tiger logo here at midcourt. Brings it into forecourt and moves on the attack. Ava Armbruster tried to get a pick set. Still on the dribble. Left side gives it now to Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley hasn't been able to get involved in the offense here. They've had somebody just in her back pocket all night. Ball was tipped away. Goes out of bounds. Well, we got some music coming out of nowhere here. Everybody at the scorer's table looking at one another. The Gremlins are in on this one. Had a loud blast of music coming over the PA system. Nobody knows where that came from. They're all looking at one another here puzzled. I had nothing to do with the folks. Don't look at the radio. Inbound the ball. Ava Armbruster gives it to Kirkendall. Now Vitash on the left wing. Oh, nearly stolen. Armbruster does a good job of getting that basketball back. Finds Vitash to Izzy Armbruster on the right wing. Tigers having trouble trying to work against this man-to-man defense. Now holding the ball, Delaney Godeman. She decides to put up a three that's short off the rim and the rebound by Laney Fromm. Laney Fromm back into the ball game, brings it into forecourt quickly and works between the rings to the top of the circle. Laney Fromm now to the left elbow with the ball. Wanted to come back toward Backemeyer with it. Now bounce pass underneath. Oh, nice job leading Brooke Gowdy, and Gowdy lays it in. She's got 7 points now in the ball game, and it's 25-6. Elmwood Murdoch blowing this thing wide open with 4:58 to play here in the second quarter. We're at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse here in Fall City High School. Ava Armbruster backs it in. A little floater up off the rim and wouldn't go. She had a nice look at it in the paint. Ava just couldn't get it to stay in the hole. The rebound brought down court by Laney Fromm. Fromm feeds the Brooklyn Mans. Mans tries to go back to Fromm. Pass taken away by Ava Armbruster. Nice defensive job by Armbruster for the steal. She launches another long three that's off the rim. Izzy Armbruster has the rebound. A cross-court pass. Oh, the ball thrown away. With the steal is Maddie Justison. Justison, down-court pass. Tatum Backemeyer to the right side. Brooklyn Manns on the drive from the right side. Up and got it. Brooklyn Manns on the drive in the lay-in. She's in double figures. Has 10 points in the ball game now for Brooklyn Manns, the 5'6 sophomore in double figures. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. It's 27-6. Elmwood Murdoch with a dominating performance thus far. Fall City trying to get something going in the offense. Vitash has it on the baseline left side of the basket. Emily tries to back it in. She backs in against the basket. Fall away jump shot in the paint is short off the rim. And the rebound down to the Knights. On the push is Laney Fromm. Feeds it to the left side. Brooklyn Manns passes up the shot back to Fromm for three that's off no good. Ball is tipped away out of bounds. Tipping it out of bounds underneath was Tatum Backemeyer. Now in for Fall City. Into the ball game is Caitlin Titus back into the lineup along with Caitlin Kirkendall. Caitlin and Caitlin checking back in for Fall City with 3:34 to go here in the first half. 27-6 our score. A 21-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch. Tigers basketball. They'll try and bring it up the court. Carly Dunkus has a pass stolen away. Back Gowdy backs into the paint. Can't get there with it. Clears it up top, thinking about the three. To the left side, a three from the left corner that's short off the rim. That was put up by Annie Backemeyer. And a rebound to Fall City. 3:12 to go here in the first half. Ashley Kirkendall, free throw line, jump shot, misses everything to the left. Rebound pulled away underneath by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy, outlet pass to Laney Fromm, and they slow things down here a little bit. Coach Paul Dwyer up, instructing his girls not to get in a hurry. They're up 27-6, under 3 minutes to go. Here's a long three from the right corner that doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Gowdy. Gowdy gets the outlet pass back out to Fromm. To the left wing, a long two is off the back iron. Fromm comes in to try and bat it away, but the rebound is going to be pulled down by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall into forecourt to Caitlin Titus. Titus up top. Kirkendall, all the passes thrown long. Going to be stolen away, and now over and back is the call. It'll be Elmwood Murdoch's basketball. Lainey Fromm was back there chasing after it alongside Carly Dunkus. Host of subs in here again. They're kind of playing two platoon basketball right now. Coach Paul Dwyer substituting freely. I think he's put all of his girls that are in uniform into the game already tonight, leading 27-6 with 2:28 to go here in the first half. The inbound pass comes into Tatum Backemeyer around the horn into the corner left side. Ava Holman has it. Now to Tatum once again. Tatum Backemeyer launches a three that doesn't go. Ava Armbruster's there with the rebound. Izzy Armbruster, rather, with the ball. Izzy to the top of the key. Comes up to Caitlin Titus. Back to Ava Armbruster. We come up on the two-minute mark. Ava in traffic. Feeds to Izzy. Izzy, free throw line. Follow-away shot. Whistle and a foul. And Izzy Armbruster is going to be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Zoe Zerut. Zerut, that is. Zerut picks up her first personal. Team foul number one of the quarter on the Knights. At the free throw line, Izzy Armbruster shooting two shots. The first one is up and off, no good. Izzy has 3 points in the ball game so far on a tray. Izzy hit a three, and so did Ava Armbruster for the 6 points that Fall City has thus far. Tigers have not scored here in this second stanza. Second free throw is up and off also, does not go for Izzy. The rebound, however, comes down to Caitlin Titus. She clears it back to the top of the circle. Titus kicks it to the right side. Carly Dunkus for three, just short off the front of the rim. Carly had a nice open look from the right corner, but couldn't get it to fall. It came up just short. Fast break the other direction. Backemeyer dribbling lay-in, a little floater. Bounces once, twice, three times. Wooden drop for Tatum Backemeyer. The rebound comes back out to Backemeyer to the top of the circle. Zerut with the ball. Now Backemeyer handles it again. This is Tatum with the ball. Tatum penetrates in, has the ball knocked away from her. Izzy Armbruster comes up with the basketball with a minute 19 to go in the first half. 27-6. Elmwood Murdoch in command in this one. Kind of dominating from the outset. They were up 18-6 at the end of the first quarter. They've added 9 more points to that lead in this second stanza. Fall City has not scored in the second quarter. There's a shot that's in and out by Ava Armbruster, fighting for her own rebound. The ball goes out of bounds. And the foul is going to be called on Elmwood Murdoch. I believe Cassidy Kellaway. Kellaway is going to pick up her first personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Knights. With 1 minute to play here in this first half, our score 27-6. Elmwood Murdoch with a 21-point advantage. A high lob pass lobbed in to Ava Armbruster. Ava holds it for a moment, now takes one dribble, picks up her dribble. Top of the key, long three, misses everything, goes out of bounds. Caitlin Titus had a pretty good look from the top of the circle, just came up short of the rim. And with 51 seconds to play in the first half, it's 27-6. Into forecourt, on the dribble is Lainey Fromm. They give the ball up to Ava Holman, right wing again to Lainey Fromm. Fromm just holds it for a moment. Looks to Annie Backemeyer, who launches a three that doesn't go. The ball chased down by Carly Dunkus. Dunkus gives it up to Ava Armbruster. She'll bring it up the court. Ava works the dribble across the timeline. Picking her up defensively is Lainey Fromm in a man-to-man defense with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Armbruster down to Izzy Armbruster in the corner left side to Kirkendall. Kirkendall, fall-away shot in the paint, doesn't go. Rebound down to the Knights. In a hurry, they fall to the floor. The ball is chased down and grabbed up on the other end by Caitlin Titus. To the left side, Ava Armbruster launches a long three that comes up short, goes out of bounds. 0.3 seconds on the clock. Elmwood Murdoch will have the ball. 0.3 seconds underneath the Fall City basket. Nothing's going to happen here other than an inbound and a buzzer. There's the pass. There's the buzzer. At the half, the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights leading the Fall City Tigers. Your halftime score, Elmwood Murdoch 27 and Fall City 6. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with the halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair realizes the month of December is not only for celebrating Christmas, but it also includes the official first day of winter, Human Rights Week, and Thank a Soldier Week. The staff here at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages you to exercise your human rights, take time to thank a soldier, stay warm this winter, and have a very Merry Christmas. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City, 402-245-2908.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City High School. Our halftime score, Elmwood Murdoch 27 and the Falls City Girls 6. Our halftime numbers presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, our score 27-6, Elmwood Murdoch on top. Looking at the individual numbers, first of all, for Falls City, Ava Armbruster has 3 points. Izzy Armbruster with 3 points for their total of 6. From the charity stripe, the Falls City Tigers went 0-for-2 from the free throw line. For the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights, at halftime, they have one player in double figures. Brooklyn Manns led the way. She has 10 points in the ballgame. Tatum Backemeyer right behind with 8 points at halftime. Adding 7 in the first two stanzas was Brooke Gowdy, and Lainey Fromm chipped in 2 for their total of 27. From the free throw line, Elmwood Murdoch went 2-for-2. Again, the halftime score, Elmwood Murdoch 27 and Fall City 6. We have a scoring update from the Rowe Activity Center over at Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart Irish Girls are leading the Lewiston Lady Tigers. The halftime score there is 29-3. Sacred Heart up 29-3 over Lewiston, and that's the halftime score on the game tonight over on Sunny 101.3. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute break. We're going to give you an update with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime. That's coming up here on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward, That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents, American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Falls City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Falls City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Falls City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Falls City, or send an email to dusty@fallscityfoods.com.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature of 29 degrees and winds out of the east at 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots of sun, high of 48, with winds from the east at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday night, clear, a low temperature of 28 degrees and light southeast winds. Thursday, partly sunny, with a high temperature of 51. That's about 10 degrees above average for this time of year. Look for southeasterly winds once again at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday, cloudy, with a high temperature near 50 degrees. Saturday, lots of sunshine, a little bit cooler, but still above average, with a high around 44, and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, sunshine, and temperatures warming back up again, with a high of 49. Monday looks sunny, with a high temperature around 50 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 34.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime score here at Falls City High School, 27-6. Elmwood Murdoch leading the Lady Tigers of Falls City. Up after this, we'll have the boys' varsity ball game with Falls City and Elmwood Murdoch. Again, a reminder, tonight over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is over at the Rural Activity Center where the Sacred Heart Irish are hosting the Lewiston Tigers. His halftime score, Sacred Heart leading Lewiston 29-3. The halftime score over there. He'll have that boys' varsity game coming up as soon as the girls' contest is completed. Again, that's over on Sunny 101.3. Looking ahead to this Friday night, I'll be traveling to Adams with the Auburn Bulldogs. They'll take on the Freeman Falcons, a girl-boy doubleheader. That game will be on Sunny 101.3. Friday night here on KTNC, John Nixon will be in Humboldt with Sacred Heart taking on the HTRS Titans. That's what we've got for you the remainder of this week. I'll be back on the air both Tuesday and Thursday next week before Christmas break. Tuesday the 19th, I'll be at Tri-County with the Sacred Heart Irish here on KTNC. And then Thursday night, the 21st, we'll wrap up our pre-holiday basketball coverage when I will travel to Freeman with Johnson County Central. That game, or those games, will be heard on Sunny 101.3. We're ready to move to third quarter action to begin play. The basketball will belong to Elmwood Murdoch on the alternating possession. The Knights will inbound it. They've got their original five starters, Backemeyer, Fromm, Manns, Gowdy, and Annie Backemeyer. Inbound to Laney Fromm with the pass. She'll set the offense. Fall City opens in a man-to-man defense. Brooklyn Manns on the right side, feeds it underneath. Shot, layup off the glass, doesn't go. Annie Backemeyer launched that one. The rebound cleared out by Laney Fromm to the top of the key. Fromm almost had the ball tipped away, comes right back to her, goes inside with it, driving, laying up and good by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy's got 9 points now in the ball game as she got the lay-in on the right side of the glass, makes it 29-6. Elmwood Murdoch in command. Down court to Izzy Armbruster with the ball to the left side. Dunkus. Carly Dunkus has a pass that's tipped away. And over and back is going to be called, as coming up with the loose basketball was Ava Armbruster. Her momentum carried her over the midcourt line. Nothing the girl could do about it. And she's called for over and back. 29-6. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead. We're at Fall City High School tonight. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. On the attack come the Lady Knights with the ball. Laney Fromm to the near side. Around to Brooklyn Manns. To Fromm in the corner. Laney Fromm with a three that's short. Manns with the rebound. Kicks it to the corner to Tatum Backemeyer. Driving lay-in up and good. Tatum Backemeyer's in double figure. She's got 10 points now to go along with the 10 by Brooklyn Manns for leading the scoring honors. Ava Armbruster to Izzy Armbruster. Izzy's shot is blocked nicely. Great defense down there by Brooke Gowdy to bat that shot away. Fast break the other direction. Under the basket, shot is up. No, tipped around, and the rebound to Izzy Armbruster. Laney Fromm had a point-blank look at it under the basket. Couldn't get it to fall. Armbruster pulls down the rebound. Carly Dunkus with the ball. Her pass to the top of the key is turned over. Laney Fromm with the steal. They tried a fast break down court. Rick Gowdy couldn't get to it, and the ball gets away and goes out of bounds. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Rooney Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Rooney Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. Back to live action, Fall City's basketball. Ava Armbruster tries to start up court. She'll be fouled by Brooklyn Manns. On Manns, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Elmwood Murdoch. 31-6, your score. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead here. Fall City with the basketball. Ava Armbruster to Izzy Armbruster in the corner. Now to Kirkendall in the paint. Around the horn to the left side. Godeman for three. It won't go. Ball is going to be tipped out of bounds by Kirkendall. Actually, Kirkendall was trying to chase it down. It got away, went out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Knights. Inbounding the pass, Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy gets it into Laney Fromm, and she'll set the offense. Fromm comes to the left side with it to Brooklyn Manns. Manns goes inside to Gowdy, driving, laying up, no. Ball safe from going out of bounds and tipped into Izzy Armbruster. Armbruster gives the ball off to Ashley Kirkendall. Now Ava Armbruster comes down to the right side with it. Falling to the floor is Godeman. Everybody trying to get the loose ball. Coming out of there with it's Laney Fromm. Fromm on the dribble. Long down court pass. Oh, she let it down court. Tried to get it to Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer could not quite handle it. It got away, went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give it back to Fall City. 5:35 to go in the third period. 31-6 if you're just checking in our score. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead here over the Lady Tigers. Ava Armbruster tries to bring the ball up court. They'll be slapping away at her, and a foul is going to be called on Annie Backemeyer. On Annie, that is her second personal, team foul number two of the quarter on Elmwood Murdoch. Fall City's basketball. Inbound pass comes to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster on the dribble with the basketball. Long three is up and off. No good. Saved from going out of bounds by Izzy Armbruster. Brooke Gowdy comes up with the basketball, and she'll push it down court. Laney Fromm on the right elbow, top of the key. Brooklyn Manns in the paint, driving lay-in up, in and out of there. That wouldn't go. Put up by Tatum Backemeyer. She couldn't get it to fall. Back to the top of the circle. This is Laney behind the back dribble. Fromm gives it up to Brooklyn Manns. Feet to the corner, baseline right side. They were looking for Laney Fromm coming through the paint. Couldn't get it to her. Top of the key, long three up and good Tatum Backemeyer hits the three. She's 15 points in the ball game. That's her third three-pointer of the evening already for Tatum Backemeyer. 4:42 to play here in the third quarter, 34-6. Elwin Murdoch with the lead. Lady Tigers trying to find some offense. They got 6 points back. There's a long three that's up and good. Ava Armbruster hits the three. She's got 6 points now. That's only the third basket of the ball game here for Fall City. 9 points on the board, all of them coming in threes from the Armbruster girls. As we're down to 4:15 to play here in the third quarter. Right side is Lainey Fromm. Here's a shot from the free throw line that's up and off by Tatum Backemeyer. A fight for the rebound under the basket. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Caitlin Titus. On Titus, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Timeout taken on the floor with 4:08 to go in the third period. 34-9. Elwin Murdoch on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
My name is Andy Gatula, back with you here at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School. 4:08 to play in the third period. Elmwood Murdoch girls leading Fall City 34-9. We're here in the third period. Again, tonight's presenting sponsor is Bruna Implement Company. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company. They also serve you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. And our thanks to the folks at Bruna Implement for helping to present these ball games here on KTNC and over on Sunny 101.3 as well. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to Elwood Murdoch. They'll play it in on the baseline. Fall City setting up their defense, waiting for the inbound pass. They lob it up. It's tipped away by Kirkendall. The ball is loose momentarily. Then gathering it in is Ava Holman. Holman comes up to Maddie Justison, who hands off to Tatum Backemeyer. A cross-court pass to the right side. Ava Holman with it. Tries to go into the paint. Almost has it taken away from her. Back up to Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer in the paint. Oh, that might have been a double dribble. No, foul. Foul's going to be called on the Tigers. Let's see who they put this one on. Foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Ava, her first personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Lady Tigers. 3:48 to go, third period. Again, the score 34-9. Elwood Murdoch has been in command from the get-go here. And now a traveling call is going to be tagged against the Lady Knights. That'll turn the ball back over once again to Fall City with 3:41 to play here in the third period. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. The Knights and the Tigers in boys' varsity ball after this. Both of those teams winless on the year. Somebody's going to win a ball game tonight. Elwin Murdoch is 0-4. Fall City is 0-3. Here's a long three from the right side that's up and good for Fall City. Delaney Godeman delivers a three from the right wing. They left her unguarded. She hit nothing but nylon with that one. And it's 34-12, the score. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Zoe Zerrett with the ball. Feeds it to the top of the key. Maddie Justison. Oh, they give it off to Tatum Backemeyer. She has to gather it in. Backemeyer at the free throw line. To the near side, Justison back up to Backemeyer. Wants to penetrate, can't go inside. Almost has it taken away by Armbruster. Bounce pass to the left side. Back to the top of the key, Justison. Shot off the rim, no. And with the rebound for Fall City, it's Delaney Godeman. Outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. Ava down into the corner left side. They feed it into Vitash in the paint. Around the horn. To the right side, Godeman. Open look three. Short off the rim. Rebound. Taken down by Ava Holman. Holman's outlet pass up court to Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer to the near side. Zerrett with the basketball. Feeds to the baseline. Deep left side of the basket. Cassidy Kellaway handling it. Now Tatum Backemeyer again to the left wing. Thinking about the shot in the corner, nothing there. Backemeyer launches the long three that's off the iron. Here's a fight for the rebound under the basket. The ball goes to the floor. as do two or three players diving after it. And the basketball is going to belong to Fall City on the alternating possession. 2:07 to go, third period. 34-12, Elmwood Murdoch on top here. And the Lady Tigers will casually bring the ball up the court. Ava Armbruster wears the orange shoes. Easy to spot her quickly if we don't see the jersey number to tell her and Izzy apart. Ava in the paint with the jump shot, the orange shoes, then chases her own rebound and knocks it out of bounds. But Ava touched it last, so it'll stay with Elmwood Murdoch. They will have possession of the basketball. Inbounding the inbound pass, Ava Holman tosses into Lainey Fromm, and Fromm into forecourt with it. Lainey Fromm, 5'8 senior, point guard, setting things up. Lainey Fromm with the basketball, right side of the lane. Can't get inside the paint with it, has to clear it back to the top of the key to Maddie Justison. Justison, also a senior, gives to Lainey Fromm once again. Trying to work to the top of the key, Zoe. Zoe, just a sophomore. All the way on the baseline, big collision. Shot is up, no, doesn't go. Rebound, try for follow, shot is up, that won't go. Rebound again. Lainey Fromm just having a dickens of a time down there. She got two or three shots, couldn't get it to drop. Finally, we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City's Emily Vitosh. On Vitosh, it'll be her second personal, team foul number 3 on the Tigers. Bunch of substitutes into the ballgame. Brooklyn Mann's back into the lineup. Brooke Gowdy in. Annie Backemeyer back into the game. With a minute 13 to go here in the third quarter. 34-12, your score. Holman with the ball up top with it. Lainey Fromm. Here's the three from the right side. Long three doesn't go. That was put up by Brooklyn Mann's, but the rebound comes down to the Knights. They'll reset the offense. Gowdy feeds it to the right wing. Comes to Lainey Fromm once again. Gowdy wants to go inside. Spin move. Baseline right side. Can't get to the basket. Ava Holman to the top of the key. Finds Brooklyn Mann's. Mann's on the baseline left side. Didn't take the shot. Here's an open look three from the left wing that's up and off. No good. That shot put up by Annie Backemeyer. And the rebound to Fall City. Tigers with the basketball. 34 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Delaney Godeman on the right wing. Lob pass into Vitosh in the traffic. Vitosh can't get to the basket. Tries to back in. Back to Kirkendall on the right side. Ashley Kirkendall feeds Vitosh. Ashley Kirkendall in the paint. Jump shot, no. Front of the rim. The Tiger girls have had some good looks at the shot. They just can't get the ball to go in the hole tonight. Kirkendall, you would think, 9 out of 10 times, probably going to make that shot. This time it just sat on the rim and rolled off for her. Trying to drive the baseline was Lainey Fromm. She has her pocket pick. They steal it away, and there's the buzzer. After three quarters, Elmwood Murdoch, 34, Fall City, 12. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Fall City High School. After three quarters, Elmwood Murdoch's girls leading the Fall City Lady Tigers 34-12, our score after three periods. When play is resumed, the Lady Knights of Elmwood Murdoch will have the basketball, and they will inbound it and set their offense. Coming to the top of the key with the dribble to set it up is Brooklyn Mann's. Right side, Backemeyer feeds it into Gowdy in traffic. Back to the top of the key it comes, around the horn to the left wing. Annie Backemeyer with the ball. Annie, pass off again to Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy can't get to the basket. Now a bounce pass clear out by the midcourt circle to Maddie Justison. To the near side, she passes over to Tatum Backemeyer. Looks like maybe the Lady Knights are just going to run some clock here with a 34-12 lead. Here's a three from the left wing that's up and off, no good, by Tatum Backemeyer. A battle for the rebound resulting in a whistle and a foul called. Foul is going to be on Caitlin Titus. On Titus, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Tigers. There's a long three from the left side that's up and good. Nailing the three from down in the corner was Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer with 16 points in the ballgame now for the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights. Tatum Backemeyer with 16. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. The score now 37-12 in the paint. Armbruster gives it out to Izzy Armbruster for three. She got it. Izzy Armbruster, her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 6 points. Interesting that Fall City has 15 points, and they have all come on three-point shots. They have made 5 three-pointers in the ballgame. No two-point baskets, no free throws. All 15 points have been trays from outside the arc. 6:45 to go in the game. It's 37-15 on the turnover. Fall City gets the ball back. They'll bring a pass up top to Caitlin Titus to the left elbow. Izzy Armbruster back to Titus. Into the corner right side. Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley's been kind of quiet offensively tonight. They've really done a good job on Ashley Kirkendall defensively, not letting her get a look at it. Here's another long three that's up by Ava Armbruster. Won't go. Rebound to Elmwood Murdoch. Tatum Backemeyer. Down court pass. Fast break laying up and good. Annie Backemeyer. Tatum Backemeyer to Annie Backemeyer for the fast break lay-in. Makes it 39-15. 6:05 to go in the basketball game. Here come the Lady Tigers in the paint. Izzy Armbruster with a short jumper in the lane that won't go. Fast break the other direction. Brooke Gowdy has the ball taken away. It's loose on the floor. They all dive in after it. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Fall City. Lady Tigers will get the ball back. Fall City will have the basketball with 5:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. 39-15 your score. Fall City with the ball into forecourt. Ava Armbruster, a cross-court pass to the far side to Titus. Lob pass. Oh, they were looking inside. Wanted to try and lob it into Caitlin Kirkendall, but the ball is stolen away, and Elmwood Murdoch quickly down the floor setting up their offense. Brooklyn Manns feeds it inside, driving, laying up and good. Tatum Backemeyer with the feed from Manns laid it in. Backemeyer now with 18 points in the ballgame. She has 18 of their 41 points. Now we're going to have a foul at the far end. This one's going to go on Elmwood Murdoch. The officials conferring to see who they're going to charge this one to. The foul is going to be on Tatum Backemeyer. On Backemeyer, her first personal. Team foul, I believe, number one of the quarter. That's right. Wholesale substitutions again for Elmwood Murdoch. Coach Paul Dwyer has substituted freely here. And he just put 5 new players on the floor for us once again. Everybody that's in uniform has played tonight for Elmwood Murdoch. Tigers pass the ball around the outside perimeter to the left elbow to Emily Vitash. Up to Ava Armbruster. Man-to-man defense now by Elmwood Murdoch. They're pressuring Armbruster. A cross-court pass. Kirkendall looking inside for Vitash. Can't get it to her. Back to Ava Armbruster. Bounce pass to Emily Vitash. Emily waiting for the give and go. Armbruster free throw line jump shot up. Just will not fall. Tigers still have all of their points from three-point shots. Here's a ball out of bounds. Touch last by Laney Fromm. It'll be Fall City's basketball. 15 points on the board for Fall City. They've all come on three-pointers. 5 threes in the ballgame. No free throws. No two-point shots inside. 4:45 to go in the ballgame. It's 41-15. Boys varsity coming up after this one. Ava Armbruster. Lob pass into Vitash. Her shot is off the glass, up and good. Just as I talked about it, we get a two-pointer from Emily Vitash, the 5'7 senior. Put it off the glass with a nice touch and dropped it in. It's 41-17. There's the ball grabbed up on the near sideline by Ava Holman. Heads up basketball. Gets it to Laney Fromm. Zerrett almost has it dribbled away. Back to Laney Fromm once again. Fromm on the right side takes it in for a driving layup. Big collision, no whistle. Rebound, follow shot Fromm, up and good. Laney Fromm stayed with it, got her own rebound in the putback. Laney Fromm now with 4 points in the ballgame. And it's 43-17. 3 minutes, 53 seconds to play here in the basketball game in Falls City. Lob pass into Vitosh, off the glass, up and good. It worked again. Back-to-back baskets by Emily Vitosh, a senior, and she will be fouled. The basket counts. The foul is going to be called on Cassidy Kellaway. On Cassidy, her second personal, team foul number two of the quarter. At the free throw line for the and one is Emily Vitosh. She has 4 points tonight on these pair of field goals just here in the last minute or two. Last minute, actually. Emily Vitosh shooting one from the charity stripe. The shot is up and good. She got it. Emily now has 5 points in the ballgame. And it's 43-20. Elmwood Murdoch on top with 3:39 to go in the ballgame. Here's a steal by Vitosh on the baseline. Emily's kind of coming alive here in the last 30 or 60 seconds. Two baskets, a steal, and a free throw. Here's a long three from the right side by Izzy Armbruster that won't go. Rebound, pass stolen away by Ava Armbruster. Long three for Ava. It comes up short. Saved from going out of bounds by Vitosh, and then stepping on the baseline with the rebound was Kellaway. The ball will stay with Fall City. Tigers will get the ball. They'll play it in under their own basket. Triggering it in will be Ashley Kirkendall. She'll stand on the baseline, right side of her own backboard, to toss it in with 3:17 to go. Ashley Kirkendall running out of time. Gets it into Vitosh. Back to Ashley. Open look right side. Got it. Hit the back iron and came back and dropped down for Ashley Kirkendall. Her first basket of the night. Makes it 43-22. The lead is down to 21 now with 3 minutes to play in the basketball game. Zerit has the ball stolen away by Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall driving left-handed lay-in. Up and good. Ashley Kirkendall laid it in. She's got back-to-back baskets. We've got a timeout taken by Elmwood Murdoch with 2:51 to go in the game. 43-24. Knights on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Falls City High School. Aaron Wisdom back at the KTNC studios on Stone Street here in Falls City. 2:49 to go in this girls' varsity contest. Elmwood Murdoch with a 43-24 lead and the basketball. Lady Knights in the corner. Zoe Zurich has stolen away. Kirkendall all the way, driving layup. Ashley Kirkendall got it. Ashley Kirkendall has 6 points. They've come in the last three baskets in a row here, and it's 43-26 with 2:28 to go. Zurich has the ball dribbled away, knocked out of bounds, touching it last over there. To knock it away was Ava Armbruster. Here come the starters, I think, back into the game here. These girls have been struggling a little bit that are coming to the bench. Subs in again for Elmwood Murdoch. The inbound pass inside the paint, top of the key. Handling it, Brooklyn Manns. Manns tied up. I think we're going to have a jump ball called. Possession arrow is going to favor Elmwood Murdoch. They'll play it in under their own basket. Annie Backemeyer will trigger it in. Baseline left side of the bucket. To the top of the circle. The pass comes up to Lainey Fromm. Very patiently setting this one up. Fromm to the near side. Annie Backemeyer. Here's to Lainey Fromm. Back to Backemeyer. Off the glass. Up and good. Annie Backemeyer, her second bucket. She's got four now. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap. We'll give you a rundown of the individual numbers. Let you know how your favorite player performed tonight offensively. Share all those numbers with you. That coming up. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Here's a shot that's up in the paint and good by Ashley Kirkendall. And suddenly Ashley, with four straight baskets, is the leading scorer. She has 8 points now for Falls City. Ashley was kind of quiet until this fourth quarter, and she's made four back-to-back baskets now for the Tigers. A minute 31 to go in the game. A timeout just to put some subs back into the lineup. With a minute and a half to go, Coach Paul Dwyer getting everybody in. Now the Tigers putting in a bunch of subs. Into the game comes Jamie Ewers into the lineup. Also off the bench comes Emily Schulenberg. Let's see, Carly Dunkus on the floor. See who else we've got out there. Caitlin Kirkendall. Want to get them all numbered. And Emmalou Schulenberg is in the ballgame also. Those are the five on the floor now for Fall City with 1:29 to play in the ballgame. Brooklyn Manns with the dribble to the near side. Zoe Zirrett. Zirrett goes to the left wing with her pass. Cassidy Kellaway couldn't handle it. It got away, went out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Lady Tigers. Carly Dunkus will inbound the ball. Dunkus inbound the pass to Caitlin Titus. Caitlin sets up the offense to the right side. Pass comes to Caitlin Kirkendall. Back to Dunkus at the top of the key. On the dribble with it, Emmalou Schulenberg. Schulenberg gives her pass back to the top of the key. Caitlin Titus to the near side in the corner. Caitlin Kirkendall, ball tipped away and stolen. With the steal the other direction, Brooklyn Manns. Manns feeds it down to Zirrett in the corner on the right side. Under a minute to go in the ball game. 49 seconds to play. There's a three from the left wing that's up and short off the rim. That shot was launched by Brooklyn Manns. Wouldn't go, but the rebound comes down to Zirrett. Underneath baseline right side. Oh, a point-blank range shot under there. Would not fall. That shot was put up by Ava Homan. Couldn't get it down, but the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Fast break the other way. Here's a three from the right wing that's off the mark, wide of the mark. Rebound safe from going out of bounds. Tipped in. Grabbing up the loose basketball is Maddie Justison. 18 seconds to go. It's 45-28. Elmwood Murdoch may just want to dribble this one out. I'm not sure here. Zirrett stands on the right wing to the top of the key. Maddie Justison. Around into the corner, Brooklyn Manns with the dribble. Back to the top of the key, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Tatum Backemeyer has the ball. She hands it off to Brooklyn Manns, and there's the ball game. 45-28, your final score. Elmwood Murdoch with the win. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame show. That's coming up here on KTNC.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's time now for our postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, our final score here tonight, 45-28. Elmwood Murdoch with the win over the Lady Tigers. We have a final now from over at the Rowe Activity Center. The final in that one, the Sacred Heart Irish Girls with the win tonight over Lewiston, 51-12 was the final in that one. Sacred Heart over Lewiston in the girls' game. Let's look at the individual numbers for this one. First of all, for Elmwood Murdoch, they had two players in double figures. led tonight by Tatum Backemeyer. She had 18 points in the game. Brooklyn Manns also in double figures with 10. Adding 9 was Brooke Gowdy. 4 points each for Lainey Fromm and Annie Backemeyer for their total of 45. Elwin Murdoch did not shoot free throws at all in the second half. They went 2 for 2 in the first half, so they finished 2 out of 2 from the charity stripe. For the Lady Tigers, leading the way tonight, Ashley Kirkendall. She ended up with 8 points, all of those coming in the fourth quarter. Ava Armbruster had 6. Izzy had 6. 5 for Emily Vitash, and Delaney Godeman added 3 for their total of 28. From the free throw line, Fall City went 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe. 45-28, your final score tonight. The Elwin Murdoch girls with the win over Fall City. With the win, Elwin Murdoch moves to 5-0 on the season. Fall City falls to 0-4. This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armkadek. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future, let's protect it. Well, up next we'll have the boys' varsity contest, Fall City and Elwin Murdoch. That's scheduled to tip off in about 17 or 18 minutes. So we're going to take about a 14 to 15 minute break out here. We're going to send it back to the KTNC studios, to Aaron Wisdom. Aaron, we'll keep the line open with you here, and we'll be back in about 14 minutes or so with our pregame show of the boys' game. That's coming up. High school basketball here on KTNC.